Okay, I'm at Norway. It's 7:14 at July 14th at 03:10 hours. I'm going to interview the residents at this address. Hello, it's the Sheriff's Department. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, do you mind if I talk to you for a sec?
Sure.
Okay. Are you awake or did I wake you up?
I don't know.
I'm still awake.
Oh, it's nice and warm.
Yeah. It smells good.
Oh,
hi. How are you? Okay. Hi. We've actually been going down the neighborhood and talking to everybody, and you just happen to be right here.
Oh, yes.
All the
I was
action. Were you awake? Do you mind if I talk to you for a little?
Yeah.
Oh, did they? Okay. Was anybody awake? So nobody was awake then?
We weren't awake, but I heard them yelling.
Did you?
Keep down.
Okay.
So I woke up. It's bad, but I heard a bottle pop. You know, I
okay.
Oh shit. There's guns out there.
What's your name? I'm sorry.
I'm
Can you know me?
And you're Matthew? Wallace? Wallace?
And what's your date of birth?
2/22/65.
2/22?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the reason why we're going, we canvassed kind of the whole neighborhood.
Well, I was hoping if they find all their little bullets that there's not one in my car.
I don't think so.
He's still out there.
Which car is yours?
I don't want one in my car.
Which one's yours?
The van.
Okay,
the
yeah.
The one on this side, of course.
You live here with who else?
My mom and ticket.
What's your mom's name?
Virginia.
I'll try and keep quiet, but probably gonna be a little loud.
Okay. She's already awake, and the little one sleeps through everything.
Oh, good.
And the other one's away at a friend's house.
What do you remember tonight? I mean, what was the...
Well, I guess it was like about 12:45, a little bit before when I woke up, and I could hear them yelling at somebody to stay down.
Is that what you woke up to?
Yeah. And then I heard the popping sounds, like, you know, like succession of like 4 or 5, and I said, oh shit, and I said, well, you know, I was sleeping on the couch in there, so I was like, this may not be a good place to be lying.
Yeah.
So I got up and I kind of went to the back bedroom, looked out the window, and I could just see one police officer there.
Hi, I'm glad you're feeling better.
One police officer out there with his gun drawn, and so I called a 911, and I just said, you know, there's things happening outside my house here, and I sure hope you have somebody else en route to help these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yes, there are. And so I just came back and stayed in the back. You know, I kind of told my mom that there's stuff going on outside. Don't get up. And I just stayed there.
Did you wake her up, or was she...
I woke her up.
Okay.
I mean, she's a light sleeper, but I went up and talked to her.
Because
I was the only one awake.
Okay. Did your mom hear anything?
No. I think other than me telling her there was stuff going on outside, she wasn't really aware of it.
Did you see anybody else besides the officer?
I couldn't really see the guy on the ground.
Okay.
But I could see him talking to somebody.
Okay.
And then I heard somebody else. So I knew there were two of them. I thought there was just the two of them out there and this guy. And to be honest, I didn't look for anything else.
Okay.
After I went and called, and she said somebody was coming, and she was like, can you tell if anybody's hurt? And I said, well, you know what? I really can't tell, and I'm not going to go look out the window anymore, because I can hear them telling him to leave the gun on the ground.
So you could tell there was two officers there? That...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember some of the things that they told him?
Just I could hear them telling him, stay down, stay on the ground, you know, lie down, stay on the ground. And I could hear him saying, I can't. And I'm like thinking, why can't you? You know, and I could hear them telling him to put the gun down, leave the gun, you know, on the ground. And, you know, just those words over and over. And when I looked at him, I could see he had his gun on him, and he was telling him, you know, telling somebody to stay down. And I knew it was a guy because I could hear him saying, I can't. But then, you know, after I called, I just kind of left that area.
Yeah.
And came to this area.
How long do you think that the, from the time you woke up to the time that it was over, how much time do you think had transpired?
It was about 20 minutes. It was about, like, I would say about another, like, almost 10 minutes before somebody else was there.
Okay.
You know, before I realized that more people were, like, more lights, you know, I could see more lights. And so I was like, I wasn't sure, should I turn on my outside lights, or should I leave them like that, or what?
Yeah,
you know,
leave them like that,
just like, I don't want to be too involved, but then I saw more lights, so I didn't worry about it.
How long have you lived here?
Almost 3 years.
Three years?
So I have 2.5 years.
Your mom as well, or?
Yeah.
You know any of your neighbors?
Nope.
Do you work?
Yes.
Where do you work?
Early?
What do you do there?
I work.
Oh. You're a nurse?
Yeah. Hi. I'm always thinking, thank God I'm not on call. I don't work here.
Yeah. So you don't know any of the neighbors here?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you know the neighbors on the next house over?
No. It's a little cranky old woman, that's all I know.
Okay. Do you know her son?
Dogs. No.
Okay. Did you ever get a chance to see who was out there or who they were talking to at any point?
Yeah, I did. Because when there were more lights, I kind of looked out and saw. And then one of the officers came and talked to me just to get some general info.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a pretty good-sized, stocky guy. Like, looked like a Spanish guy. Yeah, he thinks he's a dog.
Yeah, he cries all by dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you can remember?
Mm-hmm.
How many rounds do you think you heard or popping sounds?
I would say 4 or 5.
Okay.
I guess more like 5, but 4 or 5. Like, you're definitely doing better.
Do you remember him?
648-2087.
Your mom is Virginia. Yes. She's also Wallace?
Yes.
Does she work or she don't know that?
She's home.
Huh?
She's home.
Okay.
She is home.
So you woke her up?
Yeah. Because I wasn't sure if there was like somebody in the backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, living on the end here.
Yeah, you're probably
a little busy.
Yeah.
So I didn't want her to be wandering about.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for talking to me.
Oh, no problem.
And hopefully you don't have to work in the morning.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
What time?
6:45.
Uh-huh. You guys work 12-hour shifts?
10.
No,
just as bad.
Yeah.
Just as bad, like being on call and then working the next day. But we're actually working.
I know. Well, thanks for talking to me.
Okay, you're welcome.
And,
well,
we're going to be out here for a little while processing this thing, yeah. So it's going to be, I mean, we're going to have the lights, so.
That's right.
Okay.
It's a lot. It's quiet. I mean.
Okay. All right. As long as you.
There
you go.
When you're younger,
there you go.
Oh,
I'm going to help her.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And it's either Anchon at 0322 hours on July 14th, 2004. The two vehicles in the driveway, the Ford Windstar van, and
Anchon's car, and then there's a gray Honda Accord license. Zero. We're going to terminate the video.